I'm glad now to welcome back to the show Carol Norton. She's the Associate Director of Wild Earth Guardians. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
It's good to have you here. Now, you are here to tell us very briefly in the time that we have left about the People's Forum on Public Lands Trapping. What is going on?
Well, what's happened is that the New Mexico Game Commission, mostly appointed by Martinez, our governor, has decided that trapping is okay in New Mexico, despite the fact that most New Mexicans don't think it's okay at all. And by trapping, I mean using steel leg hold, bone crushing traps that are put out to capture animals like coyotes, lynx, bobcats, fox.
And so this whole issue of trapping came to, we did a show on it over the summer, and it really came to the fore this summer when I think tens of thousands of people signed petitions against trapping, and they didn't really get their hearing.
That's exactly right. 12,000 people is what one of the commissioners themselves said. And what happened was the Game Commission scheduled their meeting to be in Clayton, New Mexico, which most people know is pretty hard to get to. It was during the week, and we just knew that we weren't going to be represented in the proportion that we believe New Mexicans believe in reducing trapping. So we wanted to give people an opportunity to speak their piece. And so we're going to have this trapping forum in Albuquerque on Wednesday.
And so this is tomorrow, September 14th, from 5:30 to 8:30 in Albuquerque at the Wool Warehouse at 516 First Street Northeast. So what's going to happen there?
It's going to be really interesting, I think. We've asked a number of panelists to come together and consider testimony from people in the audience. People will have an opportunity to say their piece, say what they believe about trapping and whether it should exist in New Mexico. The panel, which is representing churches, education, representatives to our state government, will then deliberate and decide whether what they've heard makes sense and render a decision that will be sent to the Game Commission. And we'll be videotaping as well as recording, and we'll also be able to send all of the testimony to the Game Commission.
Will this, for those who can't go to Albuquerque, I mean, much less Clayton, will this videotaping be on the web?
We'll post parts of it for sure, the parts that are most interesting. And really, what we want to do more than anything is kick off our legislative campaign. So we're clear that the Game Commission is not going to change their mind. Not only did they remove the trap ban that had been in place under Governor Richardson, they increased the amount of lands where trapping is allowed. So they're very pro-trapping commission at the being mostly responsive to extractive industries. And
why are extractive industries interested in trapping?
Well, it depends what you call an extractive industry, but we believe that when you trap an animal for its fur and then sell it, that you're actually extracting a resource from the natural world.
Right.
So we call it an extractive industry. It's a very small number of people participate in it, and we just believe it's cruel, inhumane, and unnecessary. So we'll be working for the next year and a half, possibly 3 to 4 years, on getting a bill passed through our legislature, which is much more open to the idea of banning traps on New Mexico public lands.
If people want to find out more, they can go to wildearthguardians.org. They can also go to trapfreenm.org. And anything else you want to let us know about?
You know, we're collaborating with a number of organizations, including Animal Protection of New Mexico, Sierra Club, Born Free. There's a couple of others. You'll find them on our website. And we just really appreciate all the work that everybody's put into this. And we look forward to a future where we don't have, where lynx and coyotes and beautiful animals with beautiful furry coats can run free.
Not to mention wolves.
Not to mention wolves. 14 wolves caught in traps in the last 10 years.
Carol Norton from Wild Earth Guardians, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.